Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Wednesday morning as we continue together in our time in Amos. It's a great Wednesday here at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Looking forward to a great time in Bible study tonight. Looking forward to all that God has in store in front of us today. So today we're going to be in Amos chapter 7. We're going to be finishing chapter 7 today. We're reading chapter 7, verses 10 through 17. Very interesting passage to me. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, said to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from this land. So Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it's the king's sanctuary, and it is the temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am not a prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees. The Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel. Do not preach against the house of Isaac. Thus says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Your wife shall become a prostitute in the city. Your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be parceled out by line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall go into exile away from its land. So, what we see here is that in this culture, you would see that kings would have their own prophets. Isaiah is an interesting one because Isaiah was both a prophet, but Isaiah had the ear of the king of Judah. So he both spoke the word of the Lord, but he also had the favor of the king. So you see here that Amaziah was a priest of Bethel. So let's talk for a minute about the religious climate of the north, just as a refresher. Remember, after Solomon was king of the United Kingdom of Israel, when his son became king, there became a split between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was called Israel. The southern kingdom was called Judah. The southern kingdom had its capital city in Jerusalem with a temple. The northern kingdom had its capital in Samaria. But Bethel here is one of the high places or places where the people would worship. So Amos is actually from the southern kingdom of Judah. But as we see here, he says he felt called by God to go to the northern kingdom of Israel and prophesy or speak the word that the Lord had for the people. So that's kind of your background here, what's happening. So Amaziah was a priest of Bethel. That means that he is one who was leading in the worship there at Bethel. But remember, one of the reasons why the northern kingdom never had a king who did right in the eyes of the Lord was because the northern kingdom distanced itself from the worship in Jerusalem. Because to go into Jerusalem and to worship at the temple would have required the northern kingdoms to have gone into the southern kingdom and gone to the temple, which would have given the southern kingdom some legitimacy to the northern kingdoms. So the northern kings, they had high places and altars built across the northern part of the kingdom to people to worship there. Bethel's one of those places. You remember, you saw this in the New Testament. Remember in John 4 when Jesus is talking to the Samaritan woman and she asked him, so where should we worship? Your ancestors say the temple, but my ancestors say here. And then Jesus said, there will come a time when we people worship in spirit and in truth. So you see that struggle even there in the time of Jesus. Is the correct place to worship Jerusalem or some of the high places in the northern kingdom? And of course, God intended for the people to worship in Jerusalem in the Old Testament. So the northern kingdom was completely divorced from or separate from the correct form of worship that God had for them. Anyway, that's a long way to say that when Amos came to speak the word of the Lord to the king and the people of Israel, the king's political religious leaders said he shouldn't be doing that. And Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, said to the king, he's talking bad about you, conspiring against you in the center of the house of Israel. And then he says to Amos, go away. Get out of here. go back to where you're from and prophesy there. But don't ever come here. But I love what Amos says. Amos says, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prophet's son, but I'm a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees. The Lord took me from following the flock and said, go prophesy to my people Israel. So Amaziah says to Amos, go and prophesy in Israel. But Amos says, I don't prophesy for money. This is not my job. I'm not speaking the word of the Lord to get something out of it. I'm not speaking the word of the Lord for my own benefit. I'm speaking the word of the Lord because the Lord laid it on my heart. I'm a herdsman. I'm a dresser of sycamore trees. I'm going to say what God has said to me, and then I'll return back to my flock. I think that's really important for us to hear, that sometimes when we say what God wants us to say, it's not going to be received well. Not just from people, sometimes even from leaders. You know, Amos, he was not received well. But Amos says, I've got to do what the Lord has told me. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prophet's son, but I'm a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. It isn't just seminary trained preachers who can say what God once said. It isn't just the folks who come from a long line of Christians or of Christian leaders who can speak what the Lord once said. Amos was in no great position to speak the word of the Lord. He didn't have the credentials on the wall, if you will. He didn't have these things. He said, I'm not anybody important. I'm just a herdsman. But let me speak what God says. And he did it. Don't be afraid to speak what God's saying to you. Don't be afraid to speak the word of the Lord. Don't be afraid to say what God wants you to say. Even knowing that that may create challenges or difficulties or struggles or any of these things, because it probably will. Amos spoke what God said, and God honored that. No matter what fear he had, no matter what trepidation he had, no matter what worries he had, he felt compelled by God to do this, and he did it. So today, speak what God has on your heart. Speak honestly. Speak boldly. Don't be afraid to use your voice. Don't be afraid to be faithful. Don't be afraid to go where God is leading you. And we all know that can be scary, can't it? It can be scary to go where God may be leading. We may not want to go. It may not be the place we desire to go. It may not be the place that we think will be easy. But God will lead. God will lead. Go faithfully with God. Amos did it, and the Lord used him. There's no telling what the Lord wants to use you for today. So go. Go be faithful. Go speak. Go teach, go lead, go love, go be the hands and feet of Jesus. Even if it's not what you intended to do, goodness, even if it's not what you want to do, go where God leads, go where God calls, and see what God does. Go. Go. And God will lead, and God will guide. So today, let's be faithful to what God's called us to do. Let's be faithful to go where God's called us to go. And let's see what God does with us when we get there and when we say what he wants us to say. Amos is quite an inspiration to us. Let's be faithful in the same way that he was. Have a great day. I love unpacking Amos with you. Tomorrow we'll pick up with chapter 8. And we won't finish Amos this week, but we'll finish it next week. So thanks for being with us. See you in the morning.